Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
In 1952, it was time for Francis and Edith Schaefer to return from Europe to the United States for a four-year furlough. In the first 18 months, Francis spoke 346 times for the Presbyterian denomination. His emphasis was on sanctification, which began to cause a deep rift between him and the leaders of the denomination that had grown cold. They decided to return to Europe. They had little money, but Francis said, if he wants us to go, he will send it in. And he did, the last of it coming in shortly before their departure to Europe. Arriving in Europe, they learned letters had been written from the U.S. warning pastors to avoid the Schaefers. Ah, they had now become rebels in their own denomination. What were they to do? The Swiss government ordered them to leave the country because they were, quote, having a religious influence on the village of Champéry. They had to find a chalet in another village, one whose authorities would approve of them to stay. Then they could make a fresh application to stay in Switzerland. Through the miraculous, all of these conditions were met, and Le Brie was born. Le Brie means shelter, a safe place, an extended family for the many young people who were to come. At Le Brie, they talked about art, music, books, science, philosophy, medicine, law, world events, world religions, and more. Whatever was discussed was analyzed in the light of what the scriptures had to say. Many young people came to Christ as a result of these discussions.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.